Hey, this is Marcus Lemonis. I run a multi-billion dollar company and host one of the most successful business shows on TV, where I use my own money to help small businesses succeed. On my podcast, we're going to talk to entrepreneurs who have great, inspiring, and sometimes unusual stories. We're also going to talk to celebrities who have launched successful ventures of their own. From them, we're going to get inspiration and inside stories of their business success. Look, you never know who's going to show up or what you're going to hear. This is 100%.
If you sat down at your computer right now and you typed into your Google screen, entrepreneurial child, you'd probably be curious about what you'd find. The results would show kids in suits, kids holding meetings in huge conference rooms, kids thriving behind lemonade stands, kids even shaking hands with other kids, or in today's world, fist bumping. Let's make one thing clear. I don't really care if your child starts a business. In fact, I encourage it. I was one of those kids. But what I do care about is that your child decides on their own that they want to start a business. If they do, I promise you, they can. As a young student, Gabby Goodwin's hairstyles never seemed to last throughout the school day. And most times, the bows and barrettes she was wearing each morning would be missing by the time her mom picked her up from school. Happens to a lot of kids. Gabby was only 5 years old when she started asking her mom to make a barrette that worked. Think about her mind actually thinking about starting a business at 5 years old. At that point, a young Gabby wanted to be the solution. The solution, not complain about the problem. That's what it takes to be an entrepreneur. Always looking for the solution, not the problem. And with the help of her parents, she created Gabby's Bows in 2014. I love that story because it reminds me of my own childhood. This insatiable appetite to create something. Well, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I have to tell you that I have a lot of guests on this podcast, and this was one of the most exciting ones because I can relate to your desire to sort of change things. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I am Gabby Goodwin. I'm 14 years old, and I'm the CEO of Confidence and the inventors of Gabby Bows, of the first and patented double-faced, double-snap barrette. And with our patented barrettes, our plant-based hair products, and other solutions, we are able to remove the stress from the hairstyling process so that moms, dads, and girls can cherish their precious time together doing hair.
In less than 30 seconds, you, ma'am, told me exactly who you were, exactly what your business was, and you should go on a worldwide concert stadium speaking tour teaching people how to give an elevator pitch. That was unbelievable. Now, that was the elevator pitch, and I know you do a ton of interviews because people love to talk to you, but I want to know really who you are. Where'd the business idea come from?
So when I was little, I lost my barrettes, my mom lost barrettes, my grandma lost barrettes. So it was a generational problem. Everybody lost their barrettes. And when I would sit down, my mom would do my hair for 15, 20 minutes, and then she would drop me off at school. She would pick me up to find that half of my bows were gone and that my hair was a complete mess. And she was very frustrated because she was losing lots of time, wasting lots of money on these barrettes that did not stay in her daughter's hair. And she went on Twitter actually to rant about how my bows didn't stay in my hair.
Hold on a second. Your mom went on to Twitter to rant about how your barrettes and bows fall out?
Yes, our pastor actually jumped into the conversation and said, sounds like a market you need to break into. And for me, as I was little, I've always wanted to inspire people, and I didn't really know what entrepreneurship was at first, but I didn't know that if I could create something that could not only help me, but help others, that I'll be able to inspire people to.
As a 14-year-old, right, you are a CEO. And by the way, we're going to add chairwoman. Are you familiar with what a chairwoman is?
Somewhat.
All right. As your company continues to grow and you start making real big money and thinking about maybe taking it public or selling it, you're going to put a board of directors together. Those are advisors that help you make decisions, and they keep you focused and they keep the company focused. And you put yourself in the role at the front of the conference table as the chairperson, which means everybody can have an opinion, and we all want it. We all want feedback. But who's really in charge?
The chairwoman.
That's right. At least you know it. So how did you persuade your mother that this was something you were really serious about pursuing?
I kept nagging her every single day about my barrettes. And I would say, hi, when are my bows coming? When are we going to make my bows? And we will be grocery shopping. And I would be like, Mom, are my bows going to be sold in this store? 2 years later, when I was 7, we started the business in 2014 in February. And we've been in business for almost 7 years.
There are no ordinary bows and barrettes. I guess that's what I hear. Gabby's bows are guaranteed to stay in her hair securely, so much that she has a promise, a guarantee. A child entrepreneur understanding that there's a need for a guarantee. Gabby, did you actually design the style of the bow? Because I know that the bow actually closes on two sides, right?
Yes. It was an idea inspired from my grandma to create something that would snap together. And so when it closes, it sandwiches the hair in place so it doesn't fall out.
I love the fact that you relied on your grandma and her intuition and her wisdom, because our grandparents always have a lot more wisdom than we do. And I think Gabby demonstrated the willingness to listen. That's the key to being a leader. And the fact that it's your grandma or your neighbor or a schoolmate or a teacher or another business owner is the sign of true leadership. Because every product gets better when other people can weigh in. And look at how Gabby demonstrated that. Before we go on to the next question, you mentioned earlier the word entrepreneur. I didn't really know what it was. And I want to tell you and everybody else that I don't like the word entrepreneur. I want to put a different label on it. Gabby, I want to see if I can get you to buy off on this. And if we can maybe create a worldwide petition to ban the word entrepreneur and replace it with a specific word. Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
I think being a business owner or having an idea, it should be called leadership, not entrepreneurship. Because in order to create something or take a chance on yourself or take a chance on other people or take a risk or be willing to fail or put your own skin in the game or any of those things, you have to possess leadership skills. And the absence of leadership means that you're a follower, which is fine, which means you're an employee.
But don't you think some entrepreneurs aren't good leaders?
Gabby, that was my friend and producer, James, from the sideline, of course. But he brings up an excellent point. Well, I think some entrepreneurs aren't good leaders, which is why they don't have successful businesses like Gabby, which is why they don't succeed. But a true leader will surround himself or herself with other leaders, like their mom, like their grandma, like their friends, like people that are smarter. And the sign of true leadership, and I think Gabby demonstrated, is the willingness to listen.
Right.
And I think the key to that is empowering young people and not minimizing. Do you ever feel minimized as a kid? Does it ever bother you what I just described?
I mean, it's kind of hard being in I guess, adult run industry or adult run career, because when you come in, you're just in a conference room with a bunch of adults. There's not a lot of kids. And I mean, it could feel kind of weird just to step in there and people look at you like, why did this mother bring her daughter to work? And then I talk and it's like, oh, she's the CEO. She knows what she's talking about. So it's just kind of standing your ground and knowing that you are the business owner. And even if you're, as you said, 6 or 86, you can still succeed.
There's some good parenting going on there though. Like these parents are amazing, like championing this. And I think a lot of parents would say, oh, that's nice. And you know, that's a good idea, but I mean, kudos to the parents.
There's always a good mom behind everything, right? My mom used to tell me the same thing. She would tell me, you kick that door down. You don't accept no for an answer. I have a very specific question for you that I'm hoping you can teach us. What advice do you have for entrepreneurs in general that walk into a conference room and the room sort of looks at them in a disapproving way or in a questioning way or in a what are you doing here way? How did you overcome that?
What I would say is just to believe in yourself. I mean, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So be passionate about what you're doing, even if people look at you differently. When you walk into a business room, just know that if you are passionate about what you do, other people will become passionate with you.
How did you handle rejection?
If you get rejected or if you have no's that come your way, which we were talking about earlier, there's a quote that I actually came up with that says, no is just an abbreviation for next opportunity. So after however many no's you get, and I may be young, but I've heard no a lot, and I'm pretty sure you can relate as well. If you keep going and if you keep pushing and if you just don't give up, that opportunity will be just around the corner.
Did you actually come up with that yourself, that no equals next opportunity?
It was actually after a major, I guess, rejection. I didn't know that anybody else created it, but it just kind of popped into my mind.
Can I just say hi to your mom?
Would you like to say hi to my dad too?
Yes, I would. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, how are you?
You know, my parents were a huge influence on me. I just wanted to tell you how grateful I am to the two of you for taking the chance and taking the sacrifices. And we both know that Ms. Goodwin, this wonderful CEO, is the driver behind it. But I also know that our parents provide a lot of support and a lot of encouragement. And when Gabby first decided that she wanted to do this, clearly you guys took it very seriously because she's running stuff in your house, I would imagine. Right, Rosalind?
Right. Well, I mean, honestly, when she first was daily insisting about it, that started when she was 5. And I honestly dismissed it at first. It wasn't until I just started listening to her and said, okay, if she's that persistent, I want to do everything I can to make sure that I teach her that nothing's impossible.
This summer is finally bringing us to the return to normal life we've been so anxiously awaiting. But some parts of normal life are a little bit more of a hassle than others. Stamps.com makes all the regular services of the post office conveniently possible from your own home. And it saves you a ton on postage with discounted deals from UPS and the USPS that you won't find anywhere else. Look, if you're running your own business, you already have enough on your plate. Stamps.com lets you print postage, send letters, mail packages without ever setting foot outside. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com. There is no risk. And with my promo code Marcus, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments, no contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in my name, Marcus. That's Stamps.com, promo code Marcus. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. I always encourage people to embrace the unknown. There's so much power in knowledge, and there's always going to be something more to learn. Yeah, even I can admit it, that there's a lot more to learn. And Wondrium is a fantastic online resource that has thousands of hours of mind-blowing educational video content to satisfy that craving for all types of knowledge. You can learn about beer or bike riding or even how to do calculus. I mean, I don't know if I want to do that, but I get it. And of course, they have a lot of good business resources as well. You know, I had to check those out, like how to plan for a perfect retirement or understanding economics, game theory, and the brain-based guide to communicating better. Trust me, your brain is going to love this place. Sign up now through my special URL to get this great offer. A 14-day free trial of unlimited access. Go now to Wondrium.com/Marcus. That's Wondrium.com/Marcus. One more time, Wondrium.com/Marcus.
Let's get into the business of it all. I want to understand if you're comfortable sharing it with me, because I think it's important for people to understand this is a real business.
Yeah, so revenue, last year we had about $110,000. We are on track to double that this year. We're on track to do $240,000 this year, and stretch goal is $250,000.
$250,000 in business.
Yes, sir.
Oh my gosh, okay. And where is the product sold today?
We have a home warehouse or home facility in Columbia, South Carolina. That's where we fill orders. That's where we fill all of our website orders. And that's where most of our sales come from, especially now since everybody's shopping online and not really going out. That makes up probably about 95% of our revenue right now.
Okay, so 95% is a direct-to-consumer online.
Correct.
And have you had any pitches with any major retailers, and do you need any help with that, or is that something you're staying away from?
So we are in some retailers. We are actually in 74 Target stores right now, select Targets all over the country. We are looking to expand as well, or expand products in there, but we would love to have help in that as well. as there are that can gain revenue and profit from that.
How hard has it been to raise money for the business?
It's been incredibly hard. We just got our first SBA loan and it took 18 months. It is difficult as a Black business owner to get any type of funding, even if it's a loan, not to mention venture capital or anything like that or investments. So it has definitely been a struggle. We have sacrificed so much. Our retirement, there was no one who was willing to assist us at the beginning. And we've been at this 6 years. It's going to be 7 in February. So we've sacrificed a lot of time. We've sacrificed money. We've sacrificed desires and dreams, even home repairs. There's a lot that we have sacrificed. But looking at Gabby and seeing how she has developed, every sacrifice has been absolutely worth it. And then just seeing how she inspires girls has made every sacrifice worth it, and we do it all over again.
How much was the SBA loan that you applied for?
We just got approved for $150,000.
And so while this is definitely Gabby's business, it's a family business.
Correct.
It's family opportunity and family risk at the same time. And I think for those parents that are out there that want their child to have a business, you have to make sure that your child wants to have the business, because when you put yourself out there and sign for loans and take on personal risk and put your house up as collateral and put your paycheck up as collateral, it's no joke. What are you going to do with the $150,000?
So the primary purpose of that is to consolidate debt. So we've had to take out high interest credit cards, high interest loans. So the SBA loan would help consolidate that debt, get the interest rates down.
So, Gabby, let me understand this. So the SBA loan that you just got isn't providing any new capital to the business, new money. It's cleaning up the old money, right, Gabby?
That's correct.
And so walk me through what kind of capital you think your business needs to grow, because your parents refinancing the debt is just an opportunity to get out of these ridiculous interest rates. What kind of capital does a business need to grow?
So we will probably need more money to create more of those so we can supply the demand as well.
So that's called the working capital investment. So working capital, and I know you know this, but for people that don't, working capital can either be cash or it can be inventory. And so it sounds to me like your demand is exceeding your current inventory level. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
How much inventory do you have right now in your company?
We have a few thousand barrettes, and then we have maybe a few hundred hair products. We're trying to learn how to liquidate those products because we just have products from maybe 3 years ago still sitting around.
Okay. So I want to get to this, and I'm going to push you like I push everybody else. So let me walk you through how you should think about this, okay? When you think about your revenue, and to say you're going to do $250,000 of business, which is unbelievable, you want to back into how much inventory you need to do $250,000. And if your projection is next year to do 350 or 400 or 500 or whatever it is, you have to understand how to back into the number of how much inventory you need. If you place an order tomorrow for inventory, how long does it take you to get it?
It takes about 1 to 2 months, maybe even 3, because there's packaging, especially now since there's a lot of packaging that's not being made because of pandemic. There's labeling, there's the actual making of the products, and then it has to be shipped.
Okay, so what we call that is the supply chain. If it takes 3 months to get inventory, then at a minimum, you have to have 3 or 4 months of inventory on the ground at all times. And if you do $250,000 a year and you divide that by 3, how much is that?
It's about $81,000.
That's right. So you should have at all times about $80,000 of inventory just to get going. And as your business is growing, that number will continue to move up. And you take the profits from every sale that you make and you invest in what? More inventory. Do you think you have $80,000 worth of inventory?
In bows, yes. In hair products, no.
Well, you said you had some stuff that you needed to liquidate.
Yeah, that's the bows. When I'm talking about liquidating, we've had bows since maybe 2017. So we need to liquidate those because they've been sitting in storage units or sitting around for a few years.
So I'm about to bring on someone who you could call multifaceted for sure. She's a TV personality, a published author, an editor at large for O Magazine. And if that's not enough, She was one of Time Magazine's most influential people of 2019. I get goosebumps just reading that. I'm inspired by her, and I know you will be too.
I have always decided I'm just going to do the best me, do the best job that I can do, so that at the end of the day, I don't have any regrets about my performance. And I think that when you operate with that, you know, we're not looking at the other guy to see what the other guy's doing. I'm just trying to figure out to do the best job that I can do for myself.
It's Gayle King from CBS This Morning.
Oh my goodness.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Gabby, is this an unbelievable surprise or what?
Yes, sir.
Gayle, thanks for coming on. And Gabby, let me warn you. Gayle knows everything about your business and your brand.
Where were you when I was a little girl losing all my barrettes and bows? Where were you?
I wasn't born.
I forgive you. I forgive you.
So Gayle, forget about the fact that she has amazing parents. She made this decision on her own and she has to stand on her own feet, which is why I call her Ms. Goodwin, not Gabby. Because I want people in America to respect entrepreneurs regardless of their age, their race, their gender, any of those things. Her business is going to do $250,000 this year.
Wait, let's stop, Marcus. I'm bowing down. You know what I was doing at your age? I was hoping I would get Barbie's dream house. That's what I was doing.
Summer is finally here, and it's time to take a break from business and finally do some relaxing. But if you aren't using NetSuite yet for your business's finances, you may not get the break you actually need. You don't want to waste precious time scrambling for the numbers you need. NetSuite is the number one cloud-based financial system for all businesses, big or small. It has everything you need to grow all in one place: your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and a whole bunch more. Their automated processes can help you close your books a lot faster than the competitor. And an overwhelming majority of businesses that choose NetSuite reported increased visibility and, most importantly, control. Look, don't get stuck behind in summer school while your friends are on vacation. Special financing is back. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program only for those ready to graduate today. Head to netsuite.com/Marcus right now. That's special financing at netsuite.com/Marcus. One last time, netsuite.com/Marcus.
So we were talking a little bit about how the company is still deficient on working capital to take the business to the next level. The loan, you know, consolidated some debt. And I'd like to just pick it up and have Gayle participate for a few minutes, Gabby, if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
Mom and dad have just basically poured their heart and soul into this with second mortgages, credit card loans. And it's time for you at this point to secure your own funding, right? So what's your pitch for an investment?
Have you ever had a bad hair day? And did you know that 7 out of 10 girls believe that they're not good enough or don't measure up because of their hair? I'm Gabby Goodwin. I'm the CEO of Confidence and the inventor of Gabby Bows, the first and patented double-faced, double-snap barrette. I'm the youngest to ever be named a South Carolina Young Entrepreneur of the Year, the 2018 Black Enterprise Teampreneur of the Year, and the 2017 SCORE Diversity Business of the Year. And I'm seeking your investment to grow my business and to have more inventory to scale.
Okay. So I love you so much. I want to fix that presentation. I know who you are, and I appreciate you telling me, but I would want something like this, okay, Gabby? Listen, Marcus, I want to grow my business. And since I was 6 years old, I believed in this product, and my family and I have put everything on the line. And the challenge that we have is it's hard to raise capital in this environment. I don't know if it has to do with my age, my gender, my race. I have no idea, but it's been a nightmare for me and my family. I've generated $250,000 in revenue. And so I'm looking for you to potentially give me a loan or an equity investment so I can grow my company. Do you see the difference in that?
I do.
Gayle, you have any feedback?
Yeah, I definitely see the difference. Number one, you are the CEO of Confidence, by the way, Gabby. So what I thought Marcus did so beautifully is that he backed it up with facts. It was not his anecdotal. I think there's always a good place for anecdotes. But I think when you say I've had a bad hair day, those guys don't care. The people are looking to make investments. What they want to know is what's going to happen with the money that they invested in you. And you're already showing that you have the skills to do it. You just need somebody who believes in you. I always say to people, I always count on me. But sometimes in counting on me, I also need people to support me when I'm doing it. This product is tried and true, and I'm only asking that you will give me the capital that I need to go forward. And to say, I've done the due diligence, I know the numbers, I know there's need out there. Certainly as a young Black woman, you know, the Black hair care experience is very unique. You will never go out of business, I believe, working in the Black hair care business. And I liked your pitch, I liked it. But I think it comes more from a point of strength with the advice that he just gave you.
So Gabby, you want to try it one more time and see what kind of answer you get?
Okay.
Hi, Marcus. I'm looking for your investment to grow my business to scale. I mean, we as a business, me and my family have had hardships in getting capital for my business and getting loans just in general. And as a young Black woman or Black girl in the business industry, it can get very hard sometimes to gain that capital. I'm already in 74 Targets. I'm looking to get into more and add more hair products into those stores. I've already won many awards. I'm credited in many different magazines. I have the credentials to back up my success, and I just need your money to back up our capital and our revenue to grow and scale my business.
How much money do you need?
I need $150,000 to create products and to serve the people that need it.
I want to provide capital for growth, and the money that I want to put in is specifically going to be earmarked for inventory. But I want the right kind of inventory. And so I want you to study what products you're missing, like on the hair care products, not just the barrettes. You said you're missing all that inventory. It's sold out as fast as you get it. So I want to provide a $50,000 investment. I'm going to provide it this week, but I want it to go specifically for inventory. And if you can demonstrate over the next 6 months that you've taken the $50,000, you've put it into inventory, you've shown me what the $50,000 has done on paper, not with words. So 50 comes in, I bought this inventory, this is what happened with it. I'll invest another 50,000. You show me one more time, I'll invest another 50,000. But I like to do it in steps because I'm a proof is in the pudding kind of guy. And at the end of the day, I don't want you to ever have to struggle to generate revenue. And so does $50,000 work as a first step?
Yes, sir, it does.
Okay. Gail, what do you think about that?
There's a question, do I think 50,000 is a very good first step? Yes, I do. When you're making your pitch, I would say, you know, I've been told no a lot in my life. And I'm just one of these people that when I believe in something, and I certainly believe in me, and I know what I'm capable of doing, I don't take no, because I don't do that myself. Talking as Gail, it's very difficult for me to take a no when it's something I believe in, because I eventually believe every no becomes a yes.
Gabby, are you okay, hon?
What's the matter? Gabby, why are you crying?
What's wrong, sweetheart?
I mean, it's just great to have this type of support. I mean, it's a Black-owned business. It's kind of hard to get capital and for me to get $50,000 just to meet both of you. This is a great experience.
Well, I'm glad they're happy tears. I'm very glad they're happy tears. But when you do the pitch, Gabby, don't cry in the meeting. Gabby, do not cry in the meeting. But the point I was making is I like when you say, I refuse to take no because no to me means new opportunity. I think that's so genius. The other thing I'd say about that is when you look at no, spelled backwards, it's on. And I like to think of it as game on. And that's how I approach things too.
Now, Gabby, one thing I have to tell you, my job is to be a door opener. Your job is to do the work. And if you don't try, you can't make mistakes. So do we have a deal?
We have a deal.
I'm glad that we are now going to be in business together. Keep that smile going. Remember where you came from so that when you have a $2.5 billion business and you see Gail and I on the street, you don't say, who are you guys? I don't remember you guys.
So Marcus, is this a for real thing? Is she really trying to raise money? And you're really giving her money?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I give 50?
That's up to the boss. It's up to the CEO.
You can.
I will get 50.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Gabby, are you okay?
I am. I am.
What did you learn today about yourself?
I mean, I learned that there are people that will help. I mean, there's many good people in the world, but it's just crazy to meet you, Marcus, and also meet Miss Gail as well. And just that, I guess dreams do come true.
Now, Gabby, you got to get to work.
Yeah, I do.
You got to get to work. That's what you have to do.
Do you realize that Gail King just invested in your business? I'm just going to say that right now, that I did not expect that to happen, but it's like a game-changing moment for you.
I didn't expect it to happen either.
Gail, I want you to tell Gabby about a picture that's in your office before she goes.
Are you talking about the little girl on the swing?
Yes, ma'am.
This little girl, it's a little black girl on a swing. And I know, Gabby, you've been on a swing. And you know when you're a little kid and you're pumping your legs and you go higher, 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 higher. And you go, wee! I got this picture in Telluride. I was at a film festival or something. Took the picture and I had a plaque underneath it that made wee! Because it's that feeling of I'm soaring. I just feel good about myself. And so that's what I want for you, to be that little girl, and she's a girl of color. This may surprise you, but I love little black girls, because I was one. But she's a little black girl on this way. It just makes me feel good. And I'm so excited about your business and what you're doing. Really excited about it.
Gabby, thank you so much. Gail and I are just going to spend 1 minute after. Gabby, thank you so much. And Mom and Dad, we love you to death.
Thank you all so much.
Congratulations. Can't wait to see what you do, Gabby. Can't wait.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, I really liked her.
Her spunk is unbelievable.
I like her mom and dad. I like that. I like the imagery of that. I've been reading about her. And I like that, you know, she's a brown-skinned girl that just decided to figure out a way to make things work.
Tell us about the Barack Obama picture.
Listen, I love Barack and Michelle Obama. And we're in the green room here. Let me show you this for a second. Look at this. See that picture?
Oh, wow.
Can you see it? We just love him. And so I did an interview with Barack and Michelle Obama where they, during the Super Bowl, and it was the first time that they had done something together during the Super Bowl. And there's a picture of us, you know, talking. That's walking into the Oval Office. And I just feel it just captures a moment, and I just love it so.
Gail, that is fantastic. But before I let you go, I have my famous Fast Five. Are you ready?
Okay.
What was your first job?
I worked at Foster Freeze, which is a hamburger stand in California in the Bay Area. Now, this was, you know, when I was in high school. And Marcus, I prided myself on this to this day. I came up with a way to put the lettuce and the tomato in groups so you could just put them on the patties very quickly, as opposed to cutting up the lettuce, cutting up, so that when you went to make it, it was just one movement.
Like an assembly line. Your go-to desk snack.
Oh, I love corn chips. Truffle corn chips.
Okay. Best advice you ever received.
Maya Angelou, when people show you who they are, believe them the first time.
Oh boy, that's so true. So true. What's the last thing you Googled on your phone?
Face mask. Because they come in different colors, and I just did that face mask.
What's your most favorite decadent meal?
Oh, God. It would be some kind of pasta with truffles. I love truffles in a creamy sauce.
I think somebody needs to send you truffle.
With braised short rib that's been marinating for a couple of days. That is delicious.
Don't be too specific, Gail. Don't be too specific about what it is.
When you said decadent or delicious, this pasta with a creamy truffle sauce is beyond, beyond good.
Gail, thank you for coming on today. I appreciate it. And I'll be in touch on Gabby's investment.
Okay. All right.
There are moments in life where you meet certain leaders, business people, and they change your life as opposed to you changing theirs. Today, I met somebody, really aspiring entrepreneur by the name of Gabby, who has really captured everybody's heart. You see, I think it's one thing to root for people in business, but it's another thing to support people in business. It's really about putting your money where your mouth is. I live my whole life talking to people about the opportunity that's in front of them.
And what I saw today was a young lady who seized that opportunity, not just with me, but she was able to captivate Gail King, one of the best journalists, because I'm sure she gets pitches all the time to invest. Gail was not asked to invest. She didn't know that was going to happen. And she did it because she saw the power of Gabby's gift, the gift of being a leader, the gift of giving, the gift of having the right attitude, and the gift of never accepting no. When you think about the next time you get a no, I just want you to think about Gabby and your next opportunity. Thanks for joining me today on 100%. This podcast is hosted and executive produced by me, Marcus Lemonis. It's executive produced by Nancy Glass and James Balash. Produced by Joanne Cosro and Andrea D'Ambrosio. Other members of the production team include Andrea Gunning, Ben Fetterman, Lindsay Livingston, Carrie Hartman, Elena Karmazin, Thomas McClellan, Madeline Cole, Samantha Jacobson, and Brittany Vuzo. Edited by Matt Delvecchio and Blake Maples. And the sound mixing's done by Dave Saya. A special shout out to Gotham Studios in New York City, Elliot Lanham at Hidden City Studios, BAM Studios in Chicago, and Mibe Music.